So let's review. Our Mishnah continues with Chanan's second ruling. Zak the Mishnah, Misha halach lemedina sayam va'omer echad u'pirnas es ishtoi. A husband traveled abroad without making provisions for his wife's mezainis, and another person supported her. Rashi points out that im hilve se'isha menasha d'shalom loy, if he told the wife that he's giving it to her as a loan, hu taiva v'hi tavas sabal, she, and by extension the husband, would become obligated to pay the loan. In this case, however, since he said nothing, even though he gave it on the assumption that the husband will reimburse him, Chanan Omer Ivad Es Ma'asav, he lost his money, and the husband does not have to reimburse him upon his return, as Rashi explains, because Shelo Yemarti Lecha Helveini, the husband can say, I did not ask you to lend me this money. Nechlokov B'nei Kahanim G'dayim Ba'amru, Yishavak HaMahitzi V'yitel. The B'nei Kahanim G'dayim disagree and say that after taking an oath of the amount of the support, the husband does have to reimburse him, because he only intended it as a milva alone and not as a matana gift. Amr B'desim and Herkenes Kidivrayim. B'desim and Herkenes agrees with the B'nei Kahanim G'dayim. However, Amr Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai Yafa Amar Chanan. Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai agrees with Chanan that Hiniach Ma'isav Al Keren HaTzvi. He forfeited his money as if placing his money on the deer's horn. The Gemara cites a Mishnah in Masechtas Nedar. Hamudr Hano Mechaver. A madr made a vow that the mudr may not benefit from him. Nevertheless, Shekeloy Ashikloy, Upere Aschayvoy, Umachzal Abedosay. The madr may pay the mudr's obligation of Machza Shekel, pay off his loan, return his lost item. The Gemara explains, Shekeloy Ashikloy, Mitzvah Kovet, Umachzal Abedosay, Mitzvah Kovet. The madr is merely performing a mitzvah in which the mudr only benefits from the mitzvah, not from the madr. However, the Gemara asks, why may the mudr pay off the madr's loan? This is certainly a benefit, since the madr is not asking the mudr to reimburse him for the loan payment. The Gemara explains, according to Chanan, the mechila is not a benefit, because as Rashi explains, Chanan holds that the madr cannot demand reimbursement from the mudr, because lo omar lo helveini, the mudr did not ask the madr to pay off his loan. Shidim Mukubetzis explains that the benefit of the mudr not having to pay off the original loan is ein hana osli nikr. This benefit is not noticeable. And according to the B'nai Kahanim G'dayim that hold Chayiv, that generally in such a case he must reimburse him, we must say that in this case the Mechila is not a benefit, because the Mishnah refers to a case where Shalova Amanas Shaloi Lefroya. The mudr initially borrowed the money from the Baal Chayiv on condition that he is not obligated to pay off the debt. The next Mishnah continues with Admin's rulings. Zak the Mishnah, Admin Oymer Shiva, Admin issued 7 rulings. Misha meis v'niach banim ubanis. A man died and left sons and daughters. Bizman shanachasim erubin, habanim yershim, v'abanis nizaynis. When the assets are sufficient, the sons inherit the estate, and the daughters are supported from the estate. Ubinachasim mu'atim, habanis nizaynu, v'habanim yachzor al psachim. When the assets are not sufficient, which Rashi explains as, she'ein behen parnasas shnei masachedish l'scharmu l'nekevis, there's not enough to support them all for 1 year, Tanakama says that only the daughters get supported from the estate, and the sons get nothing. The sons must go around collecting tzedakah. Rashi explains, Takans chacham hi, because it's inappropriate for the banis to go around collecting. Admin oimer, b'shvil sh'ani zachar hefsadati? Rava explains, b'shvil sh'ani zachar v'ro lirish b'nachasim erubin hefsadati b'nachasim o'atin? Since the sons are entitled to Yerusha when the assets are sufficient, they should not lose the Yerusha when the assets are not sufficient. Rav Gamliel agrees with Admin. Taisa explains that Admin actually agrees with the Tanakama's ruling, he merely questions the reasoning. The Mishnah continues with Admin's second ruling. Zok the Mishnah, Hatayin es chaver kadei shemen. The Malva claims that the Leva owes him jugs of oil. V'hoide bekankanam, and the Leva admits to owing jugs only. Admin oimer, Hayel v'hoide bemiktsas hatayin yishava. Admin says that the Leva is required to make a shvua because he is a moed b'miktzis. He admitted part of the claim. The Chacham Aymer, Ein hoidos miktzis mimin ha'tayna. The Chacham disagree and say that the Leva is not required to make a shvua. He's not considered a moed b'miktzis because he did not admit to the type of item of the claim. Amar Gamliel, Royani es diri Admin. The Gemara offers 2 explanations of the Machlekes. Rava says, the kuli alma heichad amar le mali asara kadi shemen yeshli bebarucha. They both agree that when the malva claims 10 jugs worth of oil, and the leva admits to owing jugs, that he is potter min hashavua, because shemen ketayin lei, kankanim loy ketayin lei. The claim is only for oil, not for jugs, and they both hold that tanu loy bechitin, v'haydu loy b'sa'arin is potter. Where the claim is for one thing, and he admits to another thing, it's not considered moedib mixes atayna. They also both agree, v'ayma asari kadeh shemen maleim yeshli etzlecha. When the malba claims 10 jugs filled with oil, and the lev admits to only jugs, he is chayim b'shavua, because shemen v'kankanim ketayin lei. The claim is for both oils and jugs, and they both hold that tan lebechitin bisarin v'hoyd lebeachad men chay b'shavua. Where the claim is for two different things, and he admits to one of the two, it is considered moed b'miktas atayna because he admitted to part of the claim. The machlekes is in the case to amale asar kadeh shemen yeshli etzlecha. The Malba claims 10 jugs of oil, and the lev admits to jugs only. Admin oimer yesh b'loshna zeh loshin kakanim. Admin holds chayiv b'shavua because kadi shemen refers to both the oil and the jugs. And this is similar to tan lebechitin v'sa'arin v'hoyin lebe'achad men chayiv, where the claim is for two different things, and admits to one of the two, it is considered moedib mikzat ha'tayna. Rabban and Tzavri, ein b'loshna zeh loshin kakanim. The chacham hold patr min hashavua because kadi shemen refers only to the oil, but it does not refer to the jugs. And this is similar to tan lebechitin v'hoyin lebe'sa'arin patr min hashavua, where the claim is for one thing, and he admits to another thing, it is not considered moida b'mikta sataina. Ravina says, they both hold that tan lebechidin b'sa'irin v'hoid leba'achad mehen patu min hashavua. And the Mishnah refers to a case, de'amr le'asara kadeh shemen yeshli eslecha. The Malva claims 10 jugs of oil. V'amr le'idach, shemen lo'hoid var mi'oilam, kankanam nami, chamisha islach v'chamisha leslach. The Leva completely denies the claim of oil, but partially admits to the claim of jugs. Admin Aymer Yesh Boloshna Zelosh and Kankanam. Admin holds, Chayev Bishvua, because Kadi Shemin refers to both the oil and the jugs, and he is a Moedib Mixta Satayna. Omegadika Mishtabea Kankanam, Mishtabea Nami Hashemin, Aye Gilgal. Since he is Chayev Bishvua for the jugs, he is Chayev Bishvua for the oil through Gilgal Shvua. Rabban and Savri, Ein Boloshna Zelosh and Kankanam. The Chacham hold Potter min hashavua because Kadi Shemen refers only to the oil, but it does not refer to the jugs. And this is similar to Tan lebechitin v'hoyd lebe'sa'arin, Potter min hashavua, he's not a Moida b'miktas ha'tayna.